Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and I'm Dr. Joanne White, and welcome to another fabulous Wednesday. And so many people have been in relationships and marriages and find after a while something shifts, something changes, and the relationship ends, and they're in the process of hoping, looking, searching for someone new. And sometimes they do it too quickly, and sometimes they don't really get past some of the feelings that they have from their former marriage or former relationships. And today, we're really going to delve into that with hopefully as much depth as we can, because I have someone here that I'm so excited to introduce, and her name is Dr. Terry Orbach, and she is a nationally known research scientist at the Institute for Social Research at the University of Michigan. Terry is a psychologist and an Oakland University professor, and she has studied marriage, divorce, and romance and relationship patterns of over thousands of individuals nationwide. And she's one of the country's most trusted relationship experts, who's published over 40 articles, been quoted in such national publications as USA Today, The New York Times, The Boston Globe, Reader's Digest, and she's also authored 5 books, one which we're going to highlight today, which I'm holding in my hand, and it's called Finding Love Again, 6 Simple Steps to a New and Happy Relationship. Terry is also a family and marriage therapist, a marriage enrichment workshop leader, and the immediate past president of International Association for Relationship Research. Dr. Orbach is fondly called the Love Doctor, and she also has a radio show, which appears Saturday morning in Detroit and on WJBK Fox 2 News. So, Dr. Terry, how are you?
I'm great, Joanne. Thanks for having me.
It's certainly my pleasure, and like I said to you before we started, there's so much important material in this book, so let's just really delve into it, because we could spend hours talking about this subject. This is love, and relationships are on a lot of people's minds, particularly around the holidays when you're not with somebody special. So, firstly, you talk about myths that we have, a lot of myths that everybody has with relationships. And can you just give us a little bit of information in terms of what your study revealed about myths and how we can debunk them?
Absolutely. Well, my whole book and the study that I've been involved with for now over 25 years is funded by the National Institutes of Health, and it's the only long-term study of its kind to follow married couples now, a large group of married couples, 746 individuals, 373 couples, now for over 25 years. And if an individual or a couple gets divorced, I continue to follow them. My first book was on the happily married couples and how they stayed married for now over 25 years. And that book was called 5 Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. This book that we're talking about today, as you mentioned, is called Finding Love Again, is on the divorced individuals in that long-term study. And what I found, Joanne, is that many of the divorced singles have what I call myths about relationships and divorce. These common sense notions that are untrue and that are really creating a lot of frustration in their life. Because when we have these should statements, these myths about how we think relationships unfold or how divorce occurs or what even happens after divorce, and it doesn't occur as we think it should, the reality of our life doesn't match our should statements, we get really frustrated. And frustration then eats away at our happiness, in our new partnership, or even in our general life. And there are many of these myths that I found are existing within the divorced individuals. For example, one of the most common myths that I found is that many people think that there's a definite period of time after a divorce, a breakup, before they're ready to get back out there or before someone is ready to get back out there and date again. And we've heard these, you know, you need to wait 2 years or 1 month for every year you've been together. But the reality is there is no set timeline that you need to follow. There's no research to support anything about a predetermined period of time after a divorce or breakup before you're ready to get out there and date again. So contrary to what your friends and family may tell you, you need to decide yourself. Some people are emotionally separated from their spouse or partner before they get divorced. So when the divorce occurs, they are immediately ready. Other people need to wait until the divorce decree becomes final, and then they want to or need to mourn and grieve before they're ready to date again.
Now, I have an important question regarding that, because I know that we're covering people who are divorced, but also single people who've been in relationships and looking for a new relationship. So what if a person has been finding the same patterns in a relationship, and maybe they're the ones that are creating them, or choosing the same partners that are not really the best choice for them? Isn't it a good idea, or maybe not, given your research, for them to kind of wait a little bit and come to some terms with why they're with who they've been with and what they're doing and what they need to do next? Some kind of self-analysis.
Yes, absolutely, Joanne. I think it is really important if you find yourself attracted to the same type of person that is not working well with you, or you're having the same, what I would call, dysfunctional patterns in a relationship, then you need to step back. And the first steps, the first four chapters of my book are all about stepping back, if that is the case, and looking at yourself, your attitudes, your emotions, your behaviors, and your sense of self to determine what's going on and change those patterns, change those emotions, change those attitudes. Because otherwise, as you said, if you don't do that and you're finding that that's occurring and you don't step back and analyze yourself, then you're going to pick the same kind of person and have the same pattern, dysfunctional pattern, occur in your relationship.
You know, I love this book, Dr. Terry, because you do, like you said, in the first few chapters, you really do help people to take a look at themselves, because a self-evaluation, as you and I are talking about, is essential to know what you want in a relationship, and you talk a lot about values, and so that's just really key. You and I agree on that so completely. So this book also gives people, or helps people, discover and have more insight into themselves.
Absolutely. I think what happens, Joanne, is that when people are dating and meeting new people, they're really concerned with selling themselves to this other person. And what they really need to do, or what I have found is so important instead, is to know themselves, know your own needs and wants and desires, know what you need in a partner. And instead of selling yourself to someone else, look to see whether or not that other person, that potential partner, is going to meet your needs, values, desires, and the qualities that you want in a partner. So it's a switch in focus to ourselves and what we want and need, because it's really all about finding someone who's compatible with our needs, wants, desires, and the qualities that we need in another partner.
I'm so glad you said that, Terry. And also, there's something else that I wanted you to bring out to people, because in the book, you talk about how we always say how opposites attract, and you're actually talking about how being with somebody who is opposite in many ways is actually leads to really some longevity in the relationship. Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely. What I found in my study, my long-term study of marriage, divorce, and new love, is that you really want someone who's compatible, who is similar to you in your underlying values and attitudes. And it's similarity, not your opposite, that keeps people together over the long haul. And what I mean by compatibility or similarity, Joanne, is someone who is similar to you in those key life values. So you can have different food preferences, different interests, different movie likes. That's all okay. But you want someone who has the similarity with your approach to money, your value on religion, the importance of family or children. And it's that similarity that creates less tension, less conflict over the long haul. And I know people are saying, your listeners are saying, well, it's sort of exciting when someone is my opposite. And that is true. Opposite partner is exciting, but it doesn't last. And so what you want is someone who can do new things with you, add a little surprise in a relationship, but yet still has the similarity in those key life values.
And I totally agree. I think oftentimes what we don't do, Dr. Terry, is take the time when we're looking for somebody new and we're excited about the newness of the person and the relationship, is to find out, like what you're saying and what you talk about in the book, what those values are. How do you think about money? How do you think about family and relationships with friends and like you said, also relationships with money? So I think that's so very important. Now, there's something else, because you and I do a lot of counseling and coaching, and oftentimes I have people who come through and they're going through a divorce, or they've just been divorced, and there's a lot of antagonism, there's a lot of anger, and a lot of different kinds of emotions. And so some of what you talk about in the book, and I love it, is really how to let go. So can you give our listeners some tips about that so that they can be free to move on?
Absolutely, because I think what you said is so important. You need to let go of the emotions connected to the past that's weighing you down in the present, and as well as any new potential relationship. Everyone has what I would call emotional baggage. Any strong emotion, whether it be positive or negative. But you want the baggage to be as light as possible. And I like to think about it as like you're going on an airplane ride. And I talk a lot about this in the book, as you mentioned, because I want people to really understand the metaphor. You know, we all have that carry-on baggage that we take on the plane. But sometimes our bags are so heavy that someone says, the flight attendant or whomever says, you can't come on the plane with that heavy bag. You need to check it at the gate. And that's exactly what you want to do as a divorced single or someone who experienced the loss of a long-term relationship. You need to let go, because otherwise, if you don't, you're not fully present And there are many strategies that I give in the book. First, I think it's important to find a healthy way to release those emotions. And some of the important ways might be physical activity, connecting with people in your community, like join an interest group and talk to those people. Volunteering in your community, especially over the holidays, is so very important and allows you to get the focus off of you and onto others. As well as one of my favorites is writing a very truthful letter to your ex-partner, getting all of your emotions down on a piece of paper or on a file of the computer where you get all the anger out. And it's important not to send the letter to your ex-partner. This exercise is just for you, so get it all out and then delete the file or throw the letter in the garbage, burn it, or keep it, and then do it again the week after and the week after so you can see how your emotions are changing.
I love that. That's so very important. And like you said, don't send it because you don't want the ramifications of it. And this is just the healing process that you're talking about for oneself to go through. Now, how does one become emotionally neutral from all the stuff, the complications, the anger that we're talking about, the mistrust, whatever it is that have kind of accumulated over the years in a marriage or in a bad relationship, or maybe in a relationship, Terry, that started out great but then slowly went downhill? So how do we do that?
Exactly. And it's not easy. I want people to understand that it is a challenging time. And you are going to experience lots of different emotions, anger, and you might long for that ex-partner as well. But in my long-term study, divorced singles who were able to say, I don't feel much of anything for my ex, were significantly, almost two times more likely to cope successfully and find new love again. So it is important. And one of the other things that listeners or people can do is what I call blame the relationship, not your partner or you, for the breakup. And what that means is many people blame their ex-partner. He did that. She wasn't this. If only my partner, ex-partner, wouldn't have done that. And when you blame your partner, you hold on to the anger. And if you hold on to the anger, you can't be fully present, you can't move forward, and you can't find new love. If you blame yourself, which are I statements, I did this, if only I wouldn't have done that, then you hold on to the sadness, the guilt, the depression. And again, you aren't fully present, you can't move forward, and you can't find new love. So what you want to do instead, in order to move forward and find new love again, is what I call blame the relationship, the two of you, and come up with a we statement instead. We were too young when we got married. We had too many differences. We weren't compatible. We argued too much. But as long as you can come up with a we statement and blame the two of you, blame the relationship, you don't feel the anger, you don't feel the guilt or the depression, and you can become fully present, move forward, and find new love again.
You know, I think that's so important because I always believe that there's the partner, the two partners, and their energy and their emotionality and whatever they contribute to the relationship, and that the relationship in and of itself, Dr. Terry, is a living, breathing kind of organism that has its own life. So what you're saying just really is incredible. Now, you know what's so fascinating, folks, about this book, too, is aside from the tips and helping you get there and dispelling the myths and really taking you through the healing process, Dr. Terry talks about really the scientific aspect of things and building new neural connections in the brain. And I know from my own research that as we do that, we're able to think differently, to get animated and excited. So I'm hoping, I know we may not have enough time, but I'm hoping, Dr. Terry, that you can just share a little bit of how people can do that so that they can change or build those neural connections and be able to shift emotionally. That's so fascinating.
Thank you, because it's really what I found in my long-term study, that most people want to cling to what they're familiar to. So when they experience a breakup or a divorce, you automatically want to just do what you've been doing, the same habits, the same lifestyle, the same behaviors. And what we know scientifically is that you want to do the opposite. You want to add just small little changes. So, Joanne, I'm not talking about major changes in life, new jobs, new family, new, place, new state of, that you want to move to. That's what I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about little changes. And what you want to remember is that when you add little changes and do what's not familiar to you, that builds the neural connections, that makes and allows you to be open for new love and new experiences. For example, all you have to do is change one small behavior in your life for at least 21 days, 3 weeks, and you will change the neural connections. You will add newness to your life and much more likely than to meet new love and a new relationship. And in fact, the divorced singles in my study said all they did was change or reduce 1 hour a day at work or one more hour a week at the gym. And those small changes for at least 3 weeks then opened up themselves, changed their routine, shook their lives up just a teeny little bit, and significantly then more likely to find new love.
Now, do you think, because obviously 1 hour isn't going to make a new relationship, but do you think as we're talking that by making that change, they're kind of repatterning themselves and shifting their whole relationship to themselves and giving their minds and their bodies a totally different message?
Exactly. I think that's it. Not only is it in the mind that you are shaking things up just a little bit, but I think by adding new experiences, a new behavior, you are also adding some optimism, some positivity, some hope. And you are sort of carving out a space then for a new relationship, possible new relationship to enter your life. And what we know as well in my study is that those singles who did that became more positive, became more optimistic, and more hopeful that a new relationship can occur. And when that happens, that again significantly changes your outlook. And we know that others are attracted to people who are positive, who are optimistic, as well as having that positive outlook motivates you to move forward, continue with trying to open your life up to the possibility of new love and a new partnership again.
You know, you talk in the book, you give really findings, stories, exercises, a lot of tools for people, for the readers to find out about themselves and discover about their partners. So it's really fascinating. And you also have very specific points in terms of helping people successfully move past the old relationship and into the new. What are some of those findings and some, I guess, just some ideas that you want to convey that are in the book? We don't want to give everything away. We don't have time to anyway, but just that you want to kind of get people interested in terms of finding new love.
Absolutely. Well, as you said, Joanne, the strategies are based on my long-term study of marriage, divorce, and new love. But I do give lots of stories of the individuals in my book. I also have quizzes so that people can take them to try to figure out where they are emotionally, whether they're ready to find new love again, whether they can and want to trust someone again. So there's lots of interactive kinds of things in the book. And I do give lots of specific findings. So it's not from my own life or experiences. It's not from my clients. It's really from the science. And two probably really important things that I want people to know is that 71% of the individuals who experienced divorce or separation actually found new love again. And so I think that's a large percentage. So I think it is a very optimistic, hopeful situation that if you do go through and do the self-analysis and are able to let go of the emotions connected in the past, and again, I think that changing your present also is very important, but that's a really optimistic percentage. And second, I think I want people to understand that even when they change their connection to the past, you still want to make sure that you don't have those emotional triggers in your current life. And this is especially important, Joanne, around the holidays. You know, do yourself a favor around the holidays and remove all of the emotional triggers from your previous life or from your ex-partner or ex-relationship. So that means really looking around your home and taking away the photos, the photo albums, the furniture, even the jewelry that an ex-partner may have given you. It's very important that you don't get triggered into the past and that you create a new positive present.
But you're not suggesting to people that they throw away the jewelry. You're saying to kind of remove it until the emotionality of it is more neutral, so that people could say, oh, this is something my ex gave me. It's a beautiful piece of jewelry, but there's no antagonism or hurt or anything else that's associated with it. Am I right in that thinking?
Exactly. So take all those items, put them in a box, and put them in your closet or your attic. You don't need to throw them away. I'm not even suggesting that you do that, but take them out of your present so that you don't become emotionally triggered in. But absolutely, just like what you said, Joanne, when you feel emotionally ready and that you don't find them to be a trigger to connecting you to the past, then you can bring them out and appreciate them. I also want to say that I'm not suggesting anything about children. Children are not the same thing as looking around your house and taking or putting away the furniture, the jewelry, and the photo albums. Children are wonderful. Children are you. Children add positivity to your life.
And that's important. And even in any divorce or breakup, I think consideration of the children and what's going on with them needs to be paramount, and I know you agree. I have a question, because oftentimes people are saying they've been through a breakup, they're moving forward, maybe it's a divorce, and they're looking for the so-called one. I'm looking for the one. How do they know? I know you have something in the book regarding that. How do they know when they're finding that right partner again? What are the signals for that or the cues for that?
I think there are three important questions that someone wants to ask themselves once they've met someone, spent some time, and are asking themselves, is this person right for me, or is this person compatible? The first is, does this person have similarity and underlying values and attitudes like we were talking about? Do we share similar outlooks on money, children, family, and, you know, way or lifestyle kinds of issues? And that's really important. You want that similarity. Second, you want to ask yourself about trust. Do I really trust this person? And trust consists of two things. It consists of Am I ready to trust again? And is that person a trustworthy individual? And that has all to do with honesty and whether or not that person has my best interests at heart. If someone is honest, truthful, as well as benevolent or has my interests at heart, that makes that person a trustworthy person. If I'm asking myself whether or not I can trust again, that has to do with my past and being emotionally connected again to my past. If I'm not emotionally connected to the past, much more likely to be able to trust again. And the third question you want to ask yourself is, how do we do conflict together? How does this other person and I handle the inevitable disagreements that are going to occur in our relationship? Now, remember, all couples have conflicts, disagreements, or tensions. All couples have stressful times that we're going to disagree. You can't expect to agree on everything. We come from different backgrounds, families. We have different viewpoints. We cannot agree on everything, but it's how we do the conflict that's important. And if we do conflict well, if we fight fair, if we don't name call, if we don't yell at one another, if we're able to work out our disagreement, even perhaps agree to disagree, that is then the answer or what you want to look for to figure out whether or not someone is right.
And that's so important. And oftentimes people don't pay attention to that, and then they get involved and they wonder, why is this not working? Why am I back to square one and kind of reliving a past relationship? So it's very important advice. Now, we know that people are looking more and more for partners online, and so there's a lot about online dating, and you actually have some tips for folks about online dating. So I know we're not going to be able to go through all of them, but can you share with our listeners a couple of the tips that you have for them? Because
absolutely.
Okay, good.
Because I want to say, Joanne, that it is becoming a very popular way to find dates as well as to find that someone special, but it's also a very successful and safe way to find that someone special. And as long as you follow some of online dating tips, it can be a very safe way. And so first you want to protect your identity and anonymity. You know, you wouldn't give personal information to a stranger over the phone, so don't do it over the internet. Never give money to anyone over the internet. You always want to listen to your gut. I think sometimes we don't pay attention to the early warning signs that someone might not be legitimate online or isn't presenting themselves honestly. But you know it, you feel it. Listen for the red flags. Is he telling you the same answers again and again? You want consistency in answers. Is she professing love or devotion within hours or days? That doesn't feel right. Listen to your gut. Don't ever feel pressured to talk or chat with someone. It's okay not to respond to someone. And don't feel guilty. If you do chat with someone online, make sure it's for at least 1 week. I encourage people then after a week of chatting online to go to the telephone for a week. And only after that, go face-to-face. We know intimacy develops faster online, so take your time. It will feel like you really know this person well, really quickly. So take your time. Ask some questions. See if this person is compatible. If you do meet face-to-face, always meet in public. Tell a friend where you're going. Do some homework on the person before you meet them. And always remember to try to stay as sober as possible and don't leave your personal items unattended when you meet that someone special face-to-face. And make it short. 2 hours. If you really like that person, you'll find or make another date. But if it doesn't go well, it's short and sweet. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Very great advice and very important in this age of online dating. And as you said, a lot of people are finding success and marriages. You give some statistics in the book. But let's get people really geared up for how they can get a hold of you, Dr. Terry Orbuch, how they can get the hold of the book and find out more about the wonderful information and just everything that you do.
Thanks, Dr. Joanne. Well, my new book, Finding Love Again, 6 Simple Steps to a New and Happy Relationship, as well as my previous books, are at all local bookstores as well as online bookstores. You just have to either put my last name in or look for a specific book. My website as well is Dr. Terry, D-R-T-E-R-R-I, thelovedoctor.com. It's all one word, Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com. And listeners can sign up for my monthly newsletter as well as see all of the places that I present or appear across the country.
That's great. And I think that this is such, like you said, the holidays are a very difficult time when people are not in a relationship and maybe recently divorced or separated. So get this book, because this book will really help you heal, help you move forward, and help you make the right choices so that, in fact, you can, as Dr. Terry says, find love again and do so successfully and with the right partner. Dr. Terry, as always, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. I wish you a wonderful holiday, and thanks for being such a valuable guest on Power Your Life.
Thanks so much for having me, Dr. Joanne, and happy holidays to you and all your listeners as well.
Great. Thanks again. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, remember to get this book, because it has so much important information. It's an easy read, and you will be fascinated by some of the research findings. As Dr. Terry said, she studied and followed over 746 people for over 25 years. That's a lot of information that she gathered about relationships. So make sure that you do that. And also check out my very short book on relationships, How to Love, Secrets to Lasting Relationships, where I give some ideas about what you need to do to find a relationship. Certainly values, as Dr. Terry talked about, fighting fairly and knowing how to do that, and all that is very important. So next week, we're going to have Sabrina Cobb, who left the corporate world to follow her passion and to live her dream. And she's going to talk about that and talk about her dream and talk about her new groundbreaking product for children that is very unique and very creative. And so what's important, though, is that at this time, you know how to follow your dream no matter where it takes you. I wish all of you a very blessed holiday and a time to be with loved ones. And remember, loved ones can include a favorite pet and people around you who respect and care for you. So remember, during this time, you don't have to be alone. You can share the time with special people in your life, special pets in your life, and also that very, very special person, and that is you. This is Dr. Joanne White, and you can contact me at joanne@drjoannewhite.com. Visit my website for some free articles. Take a look at the Restore CD, which is so important for guided meditations around the holidays, and check out some of the new books, certainly Mastering the Art of Success, and my blog, and that's go to docwhite, docwhite.org, and just find out more about me and more about what you can get free and what's there for the offering. So this is Dr. Joanne White wishing you a wonderful, blessed day, safe holidays, safe travel, and remember, during this very, very special time, it's important to value you. I believe, and Dr. Terry believes too, that no matter what, oftentimes the key to a relationship is to kind of rebuild yourself and find the confidence and the inner resources that you need to move forward. So it's really important to do so. And have a great day and a blessed holiday. And see you next week.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.